be. Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Cott coming to you late at
late,
night.
Late, baby.
Late night. It's after dark with
9.2.
After dark with Bourbon on a Budget. Even with the time change, we couldn't get this right. So, the time change is definitely what the issues were tonight. Brendan, Ben, how are you this evening?
Fine. Tired. This is late for me. I'm usually in bed curled up with a book like at 8 o'clock. So this is
what kind of book?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm currently reading some of the Game of Thrones. I'm on the second one, Clash of Kings. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Brand's thing doesn't work. remember that? Okay,
we're
my brand.
Have you seen the show? Did you watch the series?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
At the very end, they're talking about like who can be the king and who should take over the throne and everything. And Sansa's just like, "Well, Bran can't have children." So, like, you see the memes afterwards where it was just like, whenever you're getting an argument, like, you know, his D doesn't work is a great way to put somebody down.
I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of magic going on in that show that you can't make, like, they can't, like, have ancient age or second world Viagra. I don't know. Seems
ancient age. Yeah, that'll just kill them. All right. What do we got on the docket for tonight? This is going to be a quick episode, about like 6 minutes. Let's get this done by 9:30.
All right. We are in round two of Buffalo Madness Tournament, fellas. I'm excited for this. We went through round one last week, and it was all like the playing games, kind of. Let's see. The 8-9 matchup.
Matchups.
There were. 8-9 matchup was the marquee matchup. Eagle Rare versus Zazz. Baby Zazz won as a 9 seed. Zazzy. And gets the honor to play our number one seed, the most expensive on the secondary market bottle in our tournament, Weller 12.
Ooh.
All right. 5 versus 12 matchup was Colonel E.H. Taylor versus Benchmark. Benchmark is swill. It's awful. It's maybe the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. So E.H. Taylor won with
it's not second worst thing. Second worst thing.
Ben, what's your last name?
Exactly.
So E.H. Taylor wins as a 4 seed. It moves on to go against our 4 seed, Weller 107.
Weller?
I hardly know her.
Barely know her.
Ah. And then on the other parts of it, which we'll do next week, Weller single barrel, special reserve, winning against Buffalo Trace. Buffalo Trace is a 10 seed one, and we'll go against Elmer T. Lee. And then Hancock and Ancient Age went up against each other. It was a 6 versus 11, and Hancock went 1 to go and play Blanton's, which is a 3 seed. And those are basically poor man's Blanton's against Blanton's. So, yeah, that's the tournament. So today, Weller 12 versus Saz and Weller 107 versus Colonel E.H. Taylor.
Have you filled out a bracket yet, Brendan?
I haven't. You know, I haven't filled one out in about a year or two. Ben, have you really?
No.
Do you know what's going on? Do you understand what's happening?
There are teams, 64 of them, precisely.
Reasonable.
68.
What? That's making. Is it 68, really?
They've added some, yeah.
Okay, well, 68 teams, and then they play against each other. And then they get down to the Fantastic 32, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Quattro, and then the winner, championship.
And the national championship. Good job.
They don't have like a fun name for the championship game.
It's literally called a national championship.
Boring.
Okay. What do you guys want to do first? I want to do EHT and 107 first. You guys got to pick last week. I'm picking this week.
Why'd you ask us then?
Because I wanted to be able to say that you guys picked last week and I wanted to pick this week.
All right. So, the specs on E.H. Taylor. It is a bourbon. It is 100 proof. So, let's see. It is $40 MSRP. Probably closer to like 60 secondary if you're going to find it. I don't think so. A cool fact about it is that Wayne McGahey, my friend, looks like a young version of Colonel E.H. Taylor. So there's that. Tag him on Twitter, people. Let him know. It is mash bill one, so it's going to be a higher corn mash bill. And it's going to, up against Weller Antique 107, which is 107 proof. It's about like $25 to $30 MSRP, but you're not finding it at MSRP. Maybe it's a little bit more like $30, $35. Probably closer to what, like $100?
Secondary, yeah.
Yeah, I got mine at like $65, so somewhere in between.
Oof,
it is a
money.
It is a weeded mash bill, so that means the wheat is going to be in place of the rye. So there we go. This is going to be, I think, a very interesting. These are our two highest proof whiskeys, bourbons in the tournament. And it's a good old four versus a five. So let's get going. What should we do first? Weller 107 is the four seed. Maybe start with that on the nose, fellas.
Yeah.
Whew, I just talked a lot.
Yeah, we were all getting sleepy.
Rude.
Cherry.
Ooh, yes. And apple. Red fruit.
Yeah.
And watermelon. Is watermelon a green fruit or a red fruit?
It's green.
No.
Apple's a red fruit, and it's not red on the inside, so you used to call it a red
melon.
Fruit.
Yeah, but the apple
apples
skin
aren't
is edible.
Melons.
The apple skin melons. Is edible, whereas the fruit itself isn't.
You could eat the watermelon skin. It's not good for you, but you could probably eat it. Don't eat the seeds, though. It'll boil up and grow in you like it happened to Chucky Finster and Rugrats.
Oh, good point.
It's a throwback. Yeah, thank you.
Dude, that was a throwback. I remember that one.
That was a back throw.
I got Ben. Ben was out on me rambling, and I pulled him right back in with the Rugrats reference. It's nicely done.
Man, the difference on nose is huge. So the Weller 7 to me is like so average. Like it's just cherry, a little bit of ethanol. But the nose on the E.H. Taylor, man.
Maple syrup, brown
maple
sugar.
Syrup, pancakes. Caramel.
Yeah, so much more.
Chocolate chip pancakes almost. Oh,
vanilla extract.
For
in
seven
that
less proof,
too.
And yeah, this
we,
is night
we
and day
really
better.
Like the Weller 107 nose. I think Ben gave it a 1.5 when we did it individually like a few weeks ago. Ben's fun fact, we've done multiple or will do multiple E.H. Taylor small batch or different E.H. Taylor variation reviews on the show. You've never been part of any of them until right now. You're usually out of town or sick when we do it.
Nah, so. He was part of that final four we did. We did this last year with the final four, the bottom and bottom.
Oh, the bottom and bottom. I totally forgot about that. We've been doing this for a year, huh?
Yes, correct. A little more. Happy 1 year anniversary.
Thank you.
Is it 1 year?
Probably right about then.
We did it.
So interesting that I think our reviews on the E.H. Taylor nose was similar to the Weller 107, but now doing a head-to-head, having them in context with each other.
Not even close.
Yeah, I don't think it's even close. I'm with you totally. The E.H. Taylor
nose. I like
nose,
the Weller 107 nose.
I don't dislike it. It's just, it's above average, whereas the E.H. Taylor is really
so freaking wrong.
Really nice and depthy. Do you like it better, TJ, than the E.H. Taylor?
I like the cherry.
0% you can do that. No way.
I'm with you, Ben. I don't think this is particularly close. The fact that he struggled with it is... I think he's got COVID.
He's just doing this for the gram. For the doing it for the vine.
I'm on your really cool glasses. Speaking of for the grind, the grinder. The grinder.
Do it for the grinder. What about taste?
This is where it gets interesting and gets a lot closer. I don't know about that. Hold on.
I don't think it's that close either.
Yeah, no. E.H. Taylor, front runner again.
Easily.
Easy. Peasy.
Let me try the other
caramel
direction.
Squeezy.
Yeah, very caramelly. A little bit of citrus in there too, which is nice. Some milk chocolate. Yeah, this is...
It's probably because Ben likes lower proof stuff.
I kind of feel like I am not a fan of like E.H. Taylor just by itself, like generally. But I think that's just in my head now.
You know why? Because other people like E.H. Taylor. That's why Ben doesn't like
it. Ooh, he's being a hipster.
Yeah. Because I told him how much I told him how much I liked it. It was my Thanksgiving pour, all that stuff. Then he came over to my house and tried it later. He's like, it was just okay.
Yeah.
I think for TJ and I talked about this before, Ben, is that like a cost proposition of the E.H. Taylor line of like accessible stuff? We think that E.H. Taylor's small batch, or I guess TJ likes a single barrel, but the small batch is more consistent, obviously, is probably the best like bang for your buck in terms of quality, price, availability, all factored in. It's my opinion.
I think I'm just more against Weller than I'm like necessarily for
really
E.H. Taylor. Like, I just think the Weller line is not that great in general.
It is certainly overhyped, and especially on the secondary. I think so. No, but yeah. Like, what if this 107 was $30? Like, I think
$30.
Right? Yeah, no, then you're cool. Talking about something that's.
But what's cool. It really? What's it really trade for?
$90, $100.
$90, $100, man. Whereas E.H. Taylor, which one of you guys found it at a Walmart recently?
I found E.H. Taylor at Walmart.
Yeah, $45 there.
This is E.H. Taylor's by far better.
Okay. So Ben and I are on the same page. TJ's kind of fighting us a little bit, but it's 2-1, and TJ's opinion really doesn't matter anymore, I think is what
we're realizing. It's fake news here.
On taste, I go E.H. Taylor too, by the way.
I did like the nose.
I don't know. The cherry was just hitting me tonight on the Weller.
Yeah.
I like the finish on the Weller. I think that's where the proof kind of shows up. It gives it a little more oomph, but that's really the only place where it's competitive in my mind.
Yeah, E.H. Taylor's really, really sweet.
Yeah, that's good. Really, all right.
Yeah, it's good.
Ready to move it on then?
Okay. So we talked about, remember in 2018, 2017, I don't remember what the year was, but when Florida State was a 9 seed, they took down the 8. Then they took down the 1, which was
Xavier. 2007 or 6 when Florida went.
Why are you bringing that up on this show?
Nobody's listening for that.
I know my sports.
Screw you, Ben.
So with Weller 107 kind of getting trounced right now, I'm a little worried for our 1 seed. Is kind of the point that I was just making. Because we all like Baby Saz. And I think...
Yeah.
We might find out in 2 weeks. I think if you were to put a Saz up against E.H. Taylor, I think Baby Saz would win.
We're about to find out. We may find out.
We may end up having to do that.
Maybe I have some bias here, but like if I had to pick when we started the tournament, the one that I thought had the best chance to win it all, I would probably put the odds on E.H. Taylor. Like it's got the proof. It's got sweetness. E.H. Taylor is
so much better. So much better.
So if I had to put the odds on one before we started, I would have said that Weller 107 had a really good chance to win.
Because of the proof.
Because of the MSRP, right? Not easy to find, but none of these are super easy to find, right? Like,
I don't know. Ancient Age and Benchmark are readily available.
I was going to guess Benchmark was going to be my
Cinderella. I thought the highest seed that had a chance, though, was Saz. I was worried about it not getting out of the Eagle Rare round.
Yeah.
But I thought Saz had a good chance. So this is the matchup I'm really excited for. Do we sip the Weller 12 first, I assume? I guess we know them.
I'm going with the Weller 12 first because it's the higher seed. You know, I'll give it the – it gets the home court advantage, if you will.
The nose on that is nice.
It's refreshing. It's not
– poor advantage.
The home plus advantage.
I don't get it.
I thought that was good. I thought that was really solid.
It was okay.
Let's see. The Weller 12, I'm getting a little bit of maple syrup, but not as much as with the E.H. Taylor.
Okay, I'm going to pull back the 107 real quick and do those against each other.
Ooh, are you really? Oh, we're going to really just muck this all up and confuse it, huh?
No, I think I'm good.
I'm going to do this with my. I'm going to do this blind with my eyes closed.
This dead space is really good for the podcast. Let's see.
Yeah, that's all right.
The nose, I mean, I'm getting like baking chocolate.
The Weller stuff. Like the Weller nose is so muted. 107 and 12.
And the Baby Saz is comparatively, we're smelling
beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Jumping out the glass.
So sweet. So the pretty spices on it.
Oh, so you guys know Weller 12 is 90 proof. It's 12 years old, and it's weeded. I didn't really set it up very well. And then
I can get some of that spearmint wintergreen on that. It's like those spearmint candies. The sweetness is like those little spearmint candies your dad would have in his pocket at church. Your dad didn't do that. Well, my dad did.
Super like stickly sweet. Not in a bad way on the nose, but like there's molasses. It's
definitely a artificial sweetness to me.
Maybe that's it. There's
on what? On the Weller?
On the Saz. Like it is that like spearmint candy.
I don't get that but I don't get that as artificial. I feel like that's real sugar.
So, for context, Weller 12 on secondary is about $200.
$220.
Saz you can find at $30. Secondary you can find it. Yeah, you can find it at. I mean, I can go to my Sam's Club right now and get it for $24. Don't even need a membership.
Yeah.
So I know we're not supposed to factor in price of the head-to-head. But
what's our proof here?
We factor it on
90 and 90 for both of them, Ben.
Wow. Which one's higher?
The 90 proof one.
Okay. So in my head.
In your head. In my head.
In my head.
Whiskey. Key. I'm sorry. That was too far.
That was way too far.
I think Saz has nose for me just because I enjoy that like spice funk.
I agree with you.
Funk. That's
I'm
fun.
I'm with you, Ben. It's a more unique and more dramatic nose, and I think just more interesting. Yeah. And the Weller 12 nose isn't good enough with the few notes that it is hitting to make up for the dramaticness. What about you, TJ?
The Saz nose wins for me, without a doubt.
Okay. Wow.
It's just inherently better.
So far, 9 seed is chipping in to the 1 seed. Now let's go with taste. Who's tried it? Have you tried them both yet, Ben? Okay. Yes. Let's hear it.
So I think, don't get me wrong, I really enjoy the Sazerac. Like, there's some citrus there, a little bit of spice at the end. But there's a thinness to the Sazerac that the Weller 12 doesn't have. Like, the Weller 12 drinks a little bit more heavy, and I think that's primarily due to time. Mm-hmm. And so if you want, like, a fuller body, mouth feel whiskey, I think the Weller...
Fuller house?
Is, yeah. Weller's getting...
too soon. RIP.
You know, getting a little better for me. And so in my head right now, zombies... but specifically Weller 12 is pulling out in the lead.
I
just got a DM that said we got to get you on some gummies. We got to get Brendan on some gummies.
Maybe in a little bit.
Brendan's gummies.
Gummies.
Okay, so what do you think, Brendan? Because I'm tasting the Weller 12. Okay, before you give me like who you think wins here.
Are you tasting it? That's the whole point of the show. Good for you. What's happening? I need gummies.
What do you think about the take a handful of gummies and chill out, bro.
The show's sponsored by gummies.
What do you think that the
show sponsor?
What do you think about the flavor on the Weller 12? Like, what do you think about the taste of it? Before we start to compare, what do you think? I heard Brendan or heard Ben talk about the thickness, which I know he likes some good girth to things. But what?
Look at me that.
I'm not a massive fan of the way the Weller 12 tastes.
So
maybe you could pull out some notes for me that I'm missing. That's why I kind of want some expert opinion here. You guys have much more refined palates than I do.
It's true.
Yes.
I'm also on about 16 gummies right now. So
right.
That's a lot of gummies. So
continue.
Ben mentioned mouthfeel with the Weller 12. And to me, this is weird. The mouthfeel and the experience of the feel of it is more impactful than the taste, if that makes sense. Like, there's this nice coating of this oaky tannicness, but it's like smooth and a buttery type of sense too.
Mm-hmm.
So really on the palate, like, I'm getting wood spice and just like this general woodiness, a little bit of vanilla, and a little bit of maple syrup. It's not like a super complex palate. What it is doing is unfolding in something that feels good. And I don't know how else to describe it other than it feels so good in my mouth.
So I think this is an interesting point, and a point that was brought up by one of our favorite palates in the Tampa MSA, Tommy. He talked about specifically with his tasting and when he's picking bottles, he talked about how it feels hitting his palate. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very much like it is a tactile sensation.
And he talked about that with Weller specifically too, right?
With Weller, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, since my palate is approaching the greatest of Tommy's, then I would experience it very similarly, like the way I was saying. So I stand by my review.
There's almost like a dirty taste to it. Like earthy.
Dirty? What? Trace to what?
Like
the Weller 12?
Like earthy. Like, it's got this earthiness to it.
I don't get the earthiness. Okay. There was something what were we drinking the other night, TJ, at your house? That was like, it was freaking drinking swamp water. I'll tell you that much.
It was bourbon or beer?
It was Henry McKenna. I got so really? Much dirt out of it.
You got a bad Henry McKenna batch?
Well, I don't know. Bad. It was very, very earthy. Very, very earthy.
Ben likes it earthy and girthy.
I'm just telling you, man. It was like swamp. Earth and girth.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah, but Okay. But I think tasty is really important to me. So that's, but I haven't even had the Saz yet. So,
oh, well,
I do see what you're saying with the buttery, the woody, the oak. Bro, I do get some of that.
Don't give me your review of half of a review. Jeez.
No, I just wanted to talk about the Weller
Drink
12.
It's something we've never already. Oh, it's true.
Something okay. we've never had on this show before. So I wanted to spend a little bit of time on it. We've done reviews of Saz. We've
making a good point.
Had Saz last week.
Okay.
You guys,
I feel like there's this level of tension here that we need to address on the show.
What's the tension?
You feel it? I feel this tension.
The fact that you guys aren't going to let me move this nine on, I can already tell.
I got a nine that you can move. I mean, it is tough.
I'm sorry. I love Sazerac. Mm-hmm. I love Sazerac Rye. I think there's an edge here. Now, if we factor in price, which I don't think should be here, then
only if there's a tie. Like
night and day, it's freaking Saz. But how can we have a just talking about juice.
Three people. You know, have you seen people on the groups, on the different societies that complain about people saying juice? Like, oh, no. Don't call it juice. Like, oh, it's that's disrespectful to the bourbon. I'm just like,
okay, what do you want me to
really?
Call it?
Who doesn't like that? Like,
do you think the bourbon's checking Facebook? You know, it sees you calling it juice?
Call it swill.
Good juice. I call it, I'll call it a dram sometimes, and that's very pretentious. I feel like that's the other side of it.
Outrageously pretentious.
Thank you
very much.
Dram.
I need to take one more sip, and I'll tell you.
These are so different. We were talking about a wheated bourbon versus a rye, and that is.
They're so close.
I think that. It's weird. I could make the argument for Saz being more interesting and potentially even better at every single level how we normally judge it, right?
Sure.
Nose, mm-hmm. taste, finish. But there's something about the Weller 12 that just feels like I enjoy that entire experience better.
Like, I think this may lose to E.H. Taylor.
I think it will, too. But yeah. I think it's...
But what's wild is I think this would have beat E.H. Taylor. I think the Saz would have beat E.H. Taylor. It is wild how Ben is so low on the 107, but high on this, with the proof going down by 17.
I don't even know if it's – yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to convince you because I think we all know what's going to happen here. But I do think it's interesting.
But the age factor that Ben mentioned is by far the oldest, other than the Eagle Rare, which is 10 years. Right. Weller 107 is rumored to be between 6 and 8 years old. So, I mean, that 4 years is not – I mean,
so it's also between 6 and 9, if you think about it. I mean, it just truthfully is.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, actually it is. No, it's not. It's not 9 years old. It's between 6 and 8.
Yeah, but if it's between 6 and 8, it's between 6 and 9. That's like if you pick – yes, like just, that's 15. How things work. If it's between 6 and 8
– the Weller 107?
Between 6 and 30.
Right. Yes.
And 6 and 1,000.
That's the point. That's the point.
It's not. It's between 6 and 8 years old.
How can right. If something is between 6 and 8 years old,
it could also equally be between 6 and 1 million.
No, it's not 1 million years old. It's between 6 and 8 years old.
Dude.
Are you missing it?
Oh, wait.
You
I got
understand
it.
What between
right,
is?
Right. Between is like it's saying it's a number between
posts.
Those years.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's 1 point between 2 points.
Yeah.
And if you just
center field is between the left field post and the right field post.
Right.
But right
but that's
field
also
is
between
also between the left field post and the right
basketball
field post.
Right. Right.
Jeez, Brendan.
Between just means it's a point between two other points. So if you extend the further ones out.
You know what? I am
what is a rye or
I
not
hate
a
your rye. It sucks ass. Weller 12 moves on.
Hey, Ben.
Yourself.
I'll give
you played yourself.
The Weller 12 is between 1,000 times better and 1,000,000 times better than
1,000 and 1,000,000.
Yep.
But you see how that would still be the same as between 1,000 and 1,500.
I guess like you can get between.
So salty. Yeah, the Weller 12 is pretty. It's pretty good. I don't know. I don't know that. I feel like I want to do.
If it's just on palate, or just on like just the whiskey, not price. I think it's Weller 12. If you have to factor in price, it's a no-brainer rye.
Hmm.
But we're just about juice here, which is a derogatory term, I guess.
What do you think of this dram, TJ?
Yeah.
What do you think of the dram?
I get what you're saying on the Weller 12. I don't think it's as enjoyable as the Saz. I like the Saz better, but I understand what you're saying. And I'm okay with you guys moving it along.
All right, I'm going with benchmark.
I got a bench you can mark. Brendan, Weller 12 for you. Decide the vote here.
I said no. I already I yelled it a minute ago.
Oh, that didn't count.
Yeah,
well, say things respectfully.
It's Weller 12.
Really good.
It's a waste.
Weller 12. All right, so Weller 12 moves on to the Final Four as the one seed, and will go up against E.H. Taylor in 2 weeks from now.
I'm protesting this.
All right, well.
This is on protest. Throw the red flag.
Nothing.
Yeah, where's the red flag?
I'm going to the box.
It's the first time you've done that in a while. All right, so next week we'll do Blinn's and Hancock. We'll also do Elmer T. Lee and Buffalo Trace. That was a good one, I feel like.
Jeez, that was pretty solid.
Hey, have you ever watched Brendan? Ben and I have. We've got some time to kill here today because this is a shorter episode anyway. But
okay.
Have you ever watched the Celebrity Jeopardies? Have you seen those?
Yeah,
Ben and I.
I'll take Schwartz for 500.
Schwartz,
it's S words. I'll take anal bum cover.
I'll take
eight. We would have selected Bow Wow or Woof. Woof, just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
But yeah, rest in peace, Ben and I have literally watched several Celebrity Jeopardies together the last several nights.
48 hours.
Between how many?
Probably six or seven of them. Between six and eight. Don't say six and nine. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
You'll upset him. Okay.
I still think you guys are wrong on how you're describing the age because there's a cap to it.
What's the cap?
Well, your cap. Weller 107. It's 8 years.
Yeah, I understand the point that Brendan's making. He's saying that when they say between six and eight, they're not actually saying a point on that line. They're saying it's a blend of 6 to 8 year bourbons, and that's what puts it in.
Like, it can't be older than the eight, so it can't, like, when you say
it
nine,
it can be older than the eight.
No, if they're saying it's between, if
yeah, if
they
somebody, say it's between six and eight, they're saying it's a blend of 6 to 8 year bourbons.
Yeah, it can't be more.
That's
than
what
that
means.
Yeah,
but if you're doing anything else, like if you said I'm driving between 20 miles an hour and 30 miles an hour, that could be 24 miles an hour. So that's 24 correct. Miles an hour is between 20 and 40 as well, and 20 mm-hmm. and 100, and 20 mm-hmm. and 5,000.
That's
so
true.
That's Ben's point, is that. Just but extending not, the big number.
Not with whiskey, though. Still
I'm sorry, officer. I was going between 10 and 150 miles an hour. What are these fine folks?
Yeah, do you have the question from DN?
I am finding some of our questions on Twitter right now. So, first off is Joey Smith at JBSmith713.
What's up, Joey?
He asks, what's He's a bourbon fave. That should be a sipping bourbon, but just isn't that good, so it's a mixer. So something that's like
got it.
Okay, go for it.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you got it.
You said you got it.
Wild Turkey 101 Rye. It's just not that good, but it is cheap. Mm-hmm. I would never just sip on Wild Turkey 101 Rye.
But is it supposed to be a sipping whiskey? Like, I feel like that it's a $20-something bottle. Like, you're not expecting it to be a sipping whiskey at that price.
Well, we bought it.
The question is, what's supposed to be a sipping whiskey that you have to mix?
That is probably good enough to mix. Yeah.
Or, yeah. The first two Old Foresters, like 1910 and 1920, are great, but the other two are just okay.
Oh yeah.
The Bottled and Bond and the 1897. You're buying those at a little bit higher price, but I think you just end up mixing those. The 1897 is just young.
I would agree.
Those are like, I don't love
expensive.
Or 1870. The bottle of bond's a little better.
I think you could drink those though, and like, I don't think you have to like.
That's a very specific question. Like, I don't know. Oh, you know, Four Roses small batch. You know, I'm not sipping on that. I'm
That's a good one. That's a $30 one that is not. I think once you get to $30, you should anticipate it being able to like hold up with ice, right?
But you look at the difference between something like that and then like an American Prairie by High West. Yeah, I could sip on American Prairie by High West, even the unfinished ones, all day long.
Mm-hmm. And
that Four Roses a small batch.
I'm trying to think of
Jimmy. Was that question?
Joey.
Good question.
That was Joey.
On to the next.
All right. Dr. Seminole 5. Maybe Jason.
Also Jason.
No.
D's Seminole.
What is a good substitute for THH or GTS short sea stag? What's THH? Oh, Thomas H. Handy. He said, don't say knob.
For a handy. Oh,
never mind. Boy. No, enough of the jokes with you today. Just stop. Don't say Knob Creek Oh my god.
Six to eight jokes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead, have 6 to 8 jokes.
You know what was fun? Oh my god. I was going to say earlier that our timing has been getting very good, where someone will stop, jump in, and the other person keeps going, and that just all got derailed.
I was
going
to use like a 16 and 18 joke, but it just came out wrong. But you know,
okay, give me
even that probably wouldn't have been.
Well, 18 is good. 18, you know, tween.
Give me the question,
Doctor No. Do the doctor.
Too much up. What is a good substitute for Thomas H. Handy or George T. Stack? Don't say Knob Creek, Cal Strength, and Stagg Jr.
And literally said, anything. If you flip those bourbons on the secondary market, and you drink anything with $1,000 in your hand, it's going to taste better than
Cask
because I think it's kind of like fallen out of vogue a little bit. There was a time where people were like, Knob Creek store pick, Knob Creek cask. I don't know what happened to Ben, where they were like, that's the superior bottle of like value. And I think that's kind of been exposed a little bit as cask strength has gotten better. Okay, so you got a handy, Ben.
So I have one. And okay, so I think the answer can go in two ways. Is the when you're looking for replacements, you would say, do I want to find something that tastes the same as this, or do I want to find a rye that tastes better than this? And so if I'm going to go a different direction, because this is very butterscotchy to me, I'm not blown away at this. Like, this is like frustratingly, like I don't drink this that often, but when I do drink it, I'm like always let down because I expect like the freaking world of it, right? I would swap it. And I would stay in the Reich family.
Michter's
Barrel Strength. Just grab a Barrel Strength.
Dang, that was good.
It is so, so freaking good. And I have the tin rye. Don't buy that. The Barrel Strength rye. You need some proof here because the handy is I think at 120, 129. So it's a big boy. So you need a big boy to go up against it. And so I would probably stay with allocated. And go way cheaper and get this. But
yeah, you get that for like $250.
This is like my third bottle of this, and it's freaking amazing. Like, I love
it. I go with a Pikesville. We loved that, didn't we?
We did really love it.
Really? We love Pikesville?
TJ and I did.
I don't know. You're not going to find something to replace handy like that. I mean, just, you know, regular baby Taz, you know, like.
What about like the seagrass? Like, that's a high proof and interesting.
You
finish.
Know,
handy's not finished, though.
It's really different when you're finishing.
Yeah. You know? I got a suggestion for George T.
High proof rye are tough.
Yeah, it is. For George T. Stagg, if you're saying $300 or less, this is right at $300. He said you can't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you can say the Knob Creek store pick cast strength, the 120 proof ones.
Yeah.
I was going to say Kentucky Owls cast strength one, which is $300. I have a bottle of that. I don't drink it very often. I got that when I got my contract extension at Knowles 24/7. Before as a celebratory bourbon.
I'm revising mine. Instead of that, instead of my
R3Y or whatever you got.
No.
Rye with
how about a 2019 Jack Daniel's Barrel
Strength? That might be like this now. That might be just as hard to find as handy is though.
Not pricing though. When you find them, they're like $250.
Secondary. Yeah, secondary, right. No.
Oh, you like, yeah, you it'll be very hard to find unless you're on the secondary. But on the secondary, it'll be way cheaper than the Thomas H. Handy. And this is incredible. This is incredible. Better. Holy crap. Great ball.
That's a good call. I like that, Ben. It's a good shot.
For George Stagg, I also like doing some of the Bardstown stuff instead of George T. Stagg. Some of that stuff gets pretty high proof.
It's pretty
unique.
Yeah. It doesn't quite hold up.
It's not as good as George T. Stagg. I mean,
I think the Kentucky Owl, the $300 one, like their cast strength one, might hold up to George T. Stagg. I sent you guys a sample of that a while ago, and I remember Ben really enjoyed it. I just don't know if he enjoyed it at $300.
I don't enjoy many things at $300, just to be fair.
But like, I got a bottle of
Elijah Craig Private Barrel Strength.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Hitters.
The Elijah Craig, you know, yeah, I like that. Like, that's a good call. I think Elijah, because you could find some of those at like the 140 range.
You have to find it.
140 range.
Find your local store that you like their profile and then you get that profile.
That's a good call. Yeah. Brendan, have you tried that? I sent you a sample of it, the Elijah Craig.
I don't think I've had it yet.
I'm going to pour Tommy's. I'll give you a review.
Okay. What's the next question on the docket?
All right, so the next question is from Joe K. at Joe A. Con. How much would you pay for a Van Winkle Special Reserve Lot B? So, like, you're buying it, you're keeping it in your collection, you're opening it up, you're drinking it. What would you guys pay for?
$200.
So, secondary, and that's going to be, what, like, $600, $700?
Oh, that might be up closer to $1,000 now.
Yeah. Really?
$800, $900.
And the MSRP is closer to, what, $99?
Yeah.
Ish? It's a credit 100.
Yeah, so I'd probably – so, like, I do think – that now this is with the caveat of having to keep it and drink it, because I'd pay a lot. I mean, you know, if it says if secondary is $1,000, I mean, I'd pay $800 for it, right, to make the $200 and then go buy something worth $200 with it, right? Like, that's kind of my thought on that. But remember when we first started the show, we were like scared to talk about the secondary market, and I was like, I'll just buy it for this and flip it for this. It's just like whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think there would be some value in having. There's value in having some cool bottles in your collection. And I honestly, you know, I don't believe in a lot of the hype of the really big stuff, the antique collection, the Pappy line, the Weller line, stuff like that. And so I don't typically keep those if I get them. I, you know, because my kind of thought is, oh, I could trade one of those for eight other bottles that I'm going to love and that are just not as hyped, but are also really good. Oh, going back, a Four Roses Barrel Strength would be a great one for George C. Stagg. Okay, back to what we were just talking about, which those are hard to find too, but you can get those pretty easily. But if you offered me right now a Lot B, like a 12-year-old Pappy for $200, I mean, that's more than I really want to spend, but then I also have a really, really cool, you know, kick-ass bottle in my collection that I can kind of share with people. And I've made more than 200 by flipping stuff. And so, yeah, that's probably where I'd be. Yeah, I mean, 225.
You flip things?
You flip all the time. So, yeah, $200. If it gets up over 300, 400, I just don't know. Between 2 and 3 is kind of my.
This is such an individual question. Like, you just have to determine, like, how much can I pay to have a bottle that's like going to be grail bottle. And that's not even like a grail bottle for me. That's just like a really sought after bottle. So I probably wouldn't spend a ton of money just to have it and drink that. Like, there's other stuff that's like just as good that I would enjoy drinking that I can.
So what's your price cheaper. Though? Everybody's got a price. What's your price on it?
Yeah, I guess $250. You just to have a Pappy and be like, whatever, you know, but
I'm not actually seeking that out. I walk into a store, the store is like, yeah, it's $200, but you
have to open
here.
A bottle, but you have to open it right here. I'd be like,
hey, Brendan, Ben and I were talking about this before you give your answer. We were talking about this with store owners that are trying to avoid people flipping something on the secondary market. And what do you think about walking into a store and the store owner tells you, okay, I got this Pappy here, 12-year Lot B, let's go with that. It's $200 if you open it here. But if you want to leave with it sealed, like, it's $500.
Yeah.
Or whatever the number is, right?
I mean,
I actually like that idea some.
I do like it.
Offered one time in the vault, I picked up George T. Stagg, and I brought a sample back to the ABC manager, Patrick, who's really nice, just because when I asked for a bottle of one of the Maker's Mark limited releases a few months ago, the guy had it behind the counter, and I offered him, like, do you want a pour of it, like, right now? So, yeah, I don't have an issue. Like, I think that makes sense. I think that should be a practice because that guy is also that specific shop's also skeptical of people flipping stuff, too. And I wanted to make sure, like, he knew I wasn't. Like, I'm in it because I really wanted that Maker's Mark. He's like, no, I don't even drink bourbon. So he didn't have it, but, yeah, they just offering it. So, yeah, if owners are really worried about that, then, yeah, that's a way you can go about it. It's like, I will – if you open this right now – and share, give a pour to me or give a pour to one of my associates, then yeah, we could cut the price in half.
Not even pour it. I'm just saying make it so you can't flip it. Because once it's open, then, you know, it's
it loses
done,
100%
right?
of its value. Yeah.
And so to me, it's like, if you want to like hold bottles back and sell it for, you know, MSRP or slightly above open, that's cool. You know, I like the idea of like, then you're guarding against, you know, resellers. And if you know, take it closed, then it's, you know, triple that price. I like that approach.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I came up with it.
Okay, I'm about
that. Mouth.
This Elijah Craig is amazing.
Great. John Thomas.
That is a great pick. I'm jealous that Ben has that one. Yeah. What was the question that was asked? What would you pay, Britton, for a lot
of I think you guys are underselling it. Like, if you saw it at $200, like, you would sprint to it. Like, I think that's a
open
really
at $200.
You ain't no selling it. It's a different.
Yeah. I would buy if I knew it was. I mean, I think I would spend $400 on it and not think twice if I saw that. To have to be like, I have Pappy in my collection and I can pour it out for special occasions and know it's something I'll have once or twice a year. Like, and share it with like friends. Yeah, I think I would spend $400 on that. I think once we get to $500. That's a lot of money, but for something really special that you know you're going to drink occasionally and there's a story behind it or some extra value, I think I would double what you guys are saying and probably still feel okay about it.
I say 200, but then it's like when it's really presented to you and it's really like right in front of your face.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's right there, like you would,
you know, you're going to probably start to justify things in your mind. Like I've got some bottles right now that I could just kind of trade to like make up that difference of 400, right? And, you know, like, could I justify it in my mind? Sure. I mean, but like in that moment, you could probably justify anything in your mind, especially if like you have a relationship with that store owner and they're like, oh, this, that, and the other. So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, like if you're just asking me off the top of my head, I'm probably going to say like around two.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I don't want to admit to spending $400 on something right now to myself. Maybe if I'm in that store and the pressure's on me right now and the spotlights come in and everything else, maybe I will drop four bills on it. But right now on this show, sitting in my house, I'm not admitting to that having that.
We'll do some foreshadowing here, but like Lot B is just not on my like hunt list right now about things that.
Let me just tell you, like,
I recently bought something. We'll talk about in purchases at more than $200 that I will be drinking
at more than six times retail.
Yeah,
or right around six times retail.
MSRP.
What? Okay, I got to think of what it is that Ben would have gotten.
Yeah, you'll never guess it. But
five times retail. But whatever,
something like that. So, I will say this: the 15-year-old Pappy is one of the best things I've ever had in my life. It was an absolute vanilla bomb, and it was just so so good.
It's special. The people who say that Pappy isn't good, like, just haven't had the right bottle of Pappy.
So,
and have Pappy fatigue.
Yeah, keep trying them. Yeah, just keep drinking them.
Yeah, just keep drinking it. So I will say, like, the 12-year doesn't. The 12-year doesn't excite me like a ton. I'm not like, but I'd probably go like, I'd probably get up closer where Brendan was with that 15-year. Cause that really was special. That one, as petty as it is, but if you're going to spend that much money, that one actually says Pappy on it. Whereas Lot B does not. Right.
True.
You know, Old Rip Van Winkle does not say Pappy on it. And so if you're going to spend that much money, I want it to at least say Pappy. And I like the 15. I've had 10, I've had 15, I had 12. I've had 10, 12, and 15. I thought 15 was the best out of all of them not even close. I thought the 10 and 12 were fine. Like they were good. Mm-hmm. But I'd probably go a little more Brendan-ish on that 15-year-old, just for what it's worth.
All right.
I got one
more on the, Twitter from at Mark Bradford 25. He asked for our thoughts on Glenlivet 18-year-old. So I know that you guys have no
massive
idea.
Fan. Yeah. Huge fan.
I have six bottles by myself.
Yo,
I'd pay $400 for that.
It just sat at a shop in Georgia not too far from me at like $100 for a while. $100 for an 18-year-old scotch is a pretty good price. I will say there's nothing super dramatic about it, but it's rich and high quality. And I've had it. It's been like 4 or 5 years since my buddy had it. It's a really good whiskey. And if you got it at about $100, you should feel really good about it. Are there any that were on the message board?
I saw somebody ask if you had $30 to spend, what are you buying? What are you spending on right now? No, size is not an option.
What? That's not on my message board.
No, it was a reply to your tweet.
$30.
Oh, okay, let me see. I didn't see that. I'm sorry, I didn't shut the power person out.
Sorry, Ben. Ben Perrin.
Okay, Ben. $30 right now.
I'm probably going to Gas Bars.
Getting a store pick?
And no, there's store picks. I don't think they can do it. And I'm getting a $28 double rye.
Okay. And if you go there and ask for $28 double rye, say, we're going to budget cinch it and get $5 off.
Or I'm kind of on the hunt right now because it is becoming so much harder to find. I might go get an old Forester 100.
So that's what I would think.
The bourbon or the
rye.
The rye.
Yeah.
I'd be becoming harder because rye. That juice is going in barrel strength rye that they're trying to
you make. Mean the dram is going in barrel strength rye?
Yeah, don't say juice.
How many years is it between?
Don't say the J word.
Inappropriate.
J Rod 31. Oh, he didn't ask a question. He just says we need to get Ben on the message board, start getting him into sports. Not a question. I know.
That'd be cool to have Ben on the message.
You're my favorite.
Ben really broke down the
sports.
The March Madness.
Perfectly. He did a good job with that, I thought.
Big Drip Noel asks, why should everyone try Thomas H. Handy? Ben, you were just kind of
I don't know if you should, man. Wow. I don't know if you should. It's tough. So TJ is pursuing trying all of the BTAC line right now. And so if you need to do it to do that, but they're going to charge you like $45 for a pour. And man, it's good. I mean, it's good. You can be wrong, but it's just, I would be upset spending $45 and getting it. Like, it's just so not, I would not start the BTAC line at Thomas H. Handy. I'd get there at the end, you know, like, oh, I'll throw that in the middle or something like that. But don't start there. Start with George
C. Stagg. That was our first. That was what we started with.
I know. Just start with George C. Stagg. That's great.
I don't think you need to try it again unless Ben. You can find a reasonable pour. That'd be one thing. There's a place in Orlando. I don't want to put them on. If you don't want to put them on blast, but there's a place in Orlando that does pretty reasonable pours of stuff. Hey, Ben, we got to go to Orlando soon because I will go get it with you, but I don't want to say where it is online.
Are we going?
Someplace in Orlando that I'm not going to disclose here on the show.
Sweet.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend the money on it. Brendan?
What?
Why should you try Thomas Handy?
I've never had it before, so I don't know. You guys tell me why.
Jeez. Next time you're down, just let me know.
All right. I think that's the only one of the BTAC live that I have not tried. Because TJ sent up the Sazerac rye, correct? Or did you send up Thomas H. Handy?
Thomas Handy.
Oh, well, then I did have it. I liked it. I thought it was really good. I had it last year's
draft. The fact that you didn't remember you had it is the exact reason why.
I get the Sazerac and the Handy confused because they're both the rye. So the I guess why. So. Yeah.
That's why. The fact that you're like, did I have that?
You know what? The Michter's barrel strength rye is superior.
Jack Daniels will blow it away. Jack Daniels rye. Oh, jeez. What a monster bottle.
Is that it for the questions?
Yeah, that's it.
Pursuits and purchases, trademark, copyright, patent pending, all those things. I have nothing. I have nothing on this one. So it's on Brendan.
I have nothing. I haven't purchased anything.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben, go for it.
We're on you tonight.
So this bottle has been in the works for a while, and it's not an impressive bottle.
I know what it is. I'm
not
going to
impress your guests.
It's Blanton's with your son's birthday on it, is what I'm guessing.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
You're like half right, but
that was right.
I mean, it is right. That's not the point of it, though.
Your conception date, the date you made sweet love.
No. Okay. So in 2020, when all of the Disney resorts,
my favorite year of all time,
shut down, Disney has, I want to say, 4 or 5 barrel picks that make their way around the resorts. You know, a Knob Creek, a Blanton's, an Eagle Rare, and they're just parks and resorts, like Disney bottles. Like, they're just Disney picks. You can only get them at the bars there.
Well, they have way more than that at Polite Pig.
Right, right.
There's probably like 50 of them.
That's cool that Disney has picks, by the way.
But I think the Polite Pig, I think they picked their own. Like, the Polite Pig bottles are they say Polite Pig. They don't say parks and resorts. Anyway. When they shut down, they had like a couple hundred bottles laying around. And so they decided that they were going to start just selling the bottles to liquor stores. The only caveat was that you had to yank off the parks and resorts sticker from them. And I would say the vast majority of the liquor stores probably obeyed that. Some did not, though. And so there are a couple bottles floating around Central Florida that are parks and resorts, Knob Creek or Blanton's or whatever, Disney bottles. And so I have acquired a...
Wait, how'd you acquire it?
Through some secondary sources. that I requested.
TJ came to the rescue. TJ came to the rescue again.
That I specifically requested TJ to post it like 8 or 9 times, and he only did it once. Anyway.
Twice, actually.
So, the first time was pulled down. Anyway. So, I now have a Disney Parks and Resorts.
TJ came to the rescue once.
With my son's birthday on it. Coincidentally.
Oh,
I didn't even pursue that.
You have this?
No.
You have this?
It's about to be delivered.
Oh, okay.
It's about to be delivered.
Just check. Wait, so I was wrong with your son's birthday on it?
No, you're right. It just that wasn't the point of it. It just happened to the day after my son was born.
That's really freaking cool too.
Crazy. Anyway, if the topper says O, if the topper's an O, you know, letter, it's gonna be ridiculous.
We're breaking it to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Smash it.
So anyway, that bottle smash now will be if you go, if you Christina go with boat. Us. Yeah, if you go with me to Disney. We're staying on site, then that's when we're going to pour that. We're going to pour every
my
time.
Favorite part of this.
We'll mark it down. Boom.
You want to hear the best part of this?
No, there's no best part of it.
That seemed like the best part that it was.
I feel like TJ's going to reveal something that I haven't heard about yet.
Ben hates Blantons. The fact that this is a Blantons and he has to drink it every single time, I'm so excited for. You don't even know how excited.
A better bottle to show up to Disney with, though.
What if it's like a great, they're all single barrels. What if it's a great.
It's gonna be. It's Disney.
Oh, he's gonna love it. He's gonna say this is the best Blantons I've ever tasted. We all know how this is gonna go. The nose is a 2.5.
Like roughly like $200 to
$300. $300.
You know what? That's
that being said though,
that's Disney.
You'd rather spend more money on that than you would a Pappy Van Winkle. Just
like I said, it's not about the Blantons at all. It's just about being able to be a baller and go to Disney and have my own Disney bottle of whiskey.
What's wild though is like the guy could have just like made up the store pick and just like put it on there. You'd never know.
True, 100%. And he's doubling his money. Way to go. But I'm going to believe it all day. I'm going to believe it. So pretty stoked.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Ben. Shout out to me for making it happen.
Shout out to CJ.
Again.
Shout out to me.
TJ, I would like a Pappy Van Winkle of conceive my future son.
Yeah.
Never.
And for $500.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh. But. All right. Do we have anything else? What are we reviewing on Thursday?
Well, since Ben won't be here, I think we should interview. Sorry, wrong podcast. I think we should review
Kenny Curly Dillingham.
Single barrel. Kenny! But a little bit of a twist on this. This is a single barrel select from Davidoff. Corona Cigar.
They're in Tampa.
It's a unicorn bourbon mash bill number 2. Ben,
dose.
You get none and you like it. This is a misprint. This is something that isn't supposed to exist. It's a misbarreling. It's supposed to be mash bill 1. It's mash bill 2. You will never find this out ever again. And it's only ours.
I've had it.
But you will not review it.
It's so good.
Sucker.
Thank you, Tommy.
Child Tommy.
I'm not thinking of you as a kisses bottle, though.
Yes, Ben, I did. Okay. Any shout outs before we get out of here? Shout out to Brendan and I.
Shout out to Tommy for this awesome bottle.
And shout out to myself.
I think a shout out to me for being great.
Stop moving the mic. You sound amazing. You don't need to move it.
Looks so much better than the alien penis that Ben used to talk
about. Doesn't Ben sound good the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's pretty much just my voice going through puberty, maturing.
That could be it. That could be it.
That could be it.
All right. Well, we will be back on Thursday to review.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, Taylor. Remember last year we did that Irish whiskey on St. Patrick's Day, and then we've never done another Irish whiskey.
I was going. I didn't have any other Irish
company.
That's because it was garbage.
You
loved it. You gave it a really high score.
Yeah. For TJ Pittenger, Brendan Snow, Ben Cox, follow us on social media and interact with us there. We appreciate it. We're on a budget. Until next time. Baby Saz is the best. Cheers.
He didn't say myself, TJ Pittenger. He screwed up.
I stopped doing that. I grew up.
For myself.